Okay, well, guess what, folks? How many hours is it to the start of Emerald football game? Rob Gilchrist, I know you can tell me. How you doing today, Rob, the voice of the Emerald Vikings?
I'm doing pretty good, Ann. We're on about 3 hours and 17 minutes away from kickoff. It's been a long time coming since last November, that cold night at AC Flora when the Vikings went down in that third-round matchup to the Falcons. And me and Jay have just been counting down the minutes, seconds, days, months, however you want to call it, and it's finally here. We can't be more excited for the upcoming night and the upcoming season.
Well, Jonathan, has it been the same for you? Or, you know, I know that you get these texts from Rob on when it starts and everything. How are you doing?
Yeah, as soon as it ended in AC Flora, Rob sent me a text, I think it was the next day, about the days, minutes, seconds, milliseconds, whatever you want to say. I mean, he stays on top of it. So, you know, I just know that we're about to kick it off here at 7:30 against 96. It's going to be an exciting game, and I think it's going to be another exciting season for the Vikings.
Well, Jonathan, of course, you work over in the superintendent's office, communications over there. How's everything shaping up in the district?
We've gotten off to a great start this year. We actually have rolled out some Chromebooks over at Emerald, and then we finished up at Westview this week. And then next week we'll be starting over at Brewer, so it's an exciting time. We're transitioning into the digital age, and this is always an exciting time to see the kids when they get the Chromebooks into their hands. As we try to go one-to-one with them, I think it's really going to help us to enhance the teaching and learning in our district and really help us as we move and transition into, like I said again, that digital age with our students.
Now, I understand the students actually will keep these all the way through high school. Is that correct?
That's the plan. So we're hoping that these will last them for
the
duration.
You're hoping they'll last, yes.
Hoping they'll last, but obviously, as you know, technology is always changing. So the new Chromebook is already out, and the one that we have has now become obsolete. So technology is always upgrading and updating itself. It seems like every time you get one in your hand, another one is coming out. So, but yeah, that is the plan, and that they would keep them. They're very durable. The Chromebooks are something that we really researched and studied a lot on, and we found that other districts were using them, and they were really satisfied with what the Chromebooks offered them.
Now, what has been the reaction from the students?
Students are really enjoying them. I was able to actually go over to Emerald and help out with that rollout. And the students, as soon as they got them, they were on them, and they knew what to do with them. So they actually had to go through like a little 40-minute training session, but a lot of them didn't even need that. So the next day when we actually went back over to Emerald to roll out some more, you know, to the juniors and the seniors, they actually, you know, were already using them. The students that got them the day before were already using them. The classes are already, you'll see a lot of classrooms that you walk down, a lot of hallways you walk down, the Chromebooks are out, the teachers are loving them, they're using Google Classroom with them, so we're thinking that this is going to be a really great benefit for the school district. We think it's really going to enhance our teaching and learning, and like I said, it's off to a great start.
Now, do they have them at Greenwood High?
Not yet. Greenwood High will be the last because it's such a large school. That's our highest student population. So that'll be actually the last school in the rollout. So currently, Emerald and Westview are the two that have them, and then Brewer, Northside, and then Greenwood High. So we're expecting Greenwood High will happen sometime maybe second week of September, I think is what the schedule calls for.
Wow. Okay. Something to look forward to, right?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. So another thing they have to take care of, though, right?
Yes, but like I said, they get cases, so the Chromebooks do come in the bump armor cases, and the cases are really sturdy. The Chromebook is sturdy, so the student, we're putting a little bit more responsibility on them, but we feel like our students can definitely handle it.
That's great. Well, Rob, you, of course, what are you doing? You're in the school system now. What are you doing?
Well, I just started my second year as a teacher assistant over at Marywood Elementary School with Miss Atkins and Miss Susan, who just started with us this year. I started last October, right around Halloween time, right at the end of last year's regular
season.
That
wasn't too scary, was it? No, just teasing.
I mean, it was a hit-the-ground-run kind of situation, but, you know, I had a couple of years as a substitute under my belt, and I thought, you know, move on to the next level, and that's a teacher assistant. Me and one of my good friends, Thomas May, he got a job at Northside doing the same thing as a TA with the special ed department there. And he told me about it, and so about a week later I applied, got accepted and hired over at Marywood, and just been having a great time working with the kids, you know, and
takes a special person to work with special education. You're to be commended for that, Rob.
Thank you. And, you know, I get, every time I tell people that, you know, that's a compliment I get all the time because they just know, you know, the kind of kids. And I worked a little bit, you know, sparingly, you know, because not a lot of jobs came up through the substitution programming with special ed because of that situation. Didn't want to put someone into that situation, you know, even though they could handle it or not, it was still they needed a specialist to be with them. But, you know, I thought, well, you know, I have some background in it. I've worked a little bit with those kids. I kind of understand it from, you know, my educational background in college and high school. Because we had kids like that growing up and just working with them. And, you know, last year we worked with a great group of kids. They got moved over to the class next to us. Ms. Driver's room is another great teacher. And now we work with her kids, and they're just, you know, one good day to the next. We got, you know, like Jonathan said, 2 weeks into the District 50 school year, and a lot
you're gonna
to look
go back
forward
on
to.
And you're going to go back on Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, that's a good thing. Hey, I tell you what, I am here with Jonathan Graves. I guess, Jonathan, you really are the stat guy, aren't you?
Rob proclaims me the stat guy. I try to, you know, get as many stats as I can that are, you know, relevant to the game, but yeah. You know, anything that's stat related or has to do with numbers, I'm usually into it. I'm usually reading it and studying up on it. So,
well, now the thing about Emerald this year is we had such a great season last year. We lost a lot of guys that we had kind of grown up with.
Right.
How do you think the team is looking this year, Jonathan?
I mean, I went out and scouted them during the Jamboree. I mean, it's obviously going to be different this year. I know Coach Mack, every time I talk to him, he always gives like this huge sigh, and he's like, well, we're growing each day. And that wasn't the Coach Mack I heard last year, because he kind of knew what he had last year, especially with those 19 seniors that had been with him for all 4 years while he had been there. So, I mean, it's going to be different. You know, you're not going to see Gage Trevanko, Bruce Johnson, you know, Justin Watson, Isaiah Brown. You're not going
to
find
all the names we've come to know and love.
You're not going to see those kids walking the halls of Emerald. I mean, you don't find those kids just every day in a high school. Those were special seniors. Those were special kids. I mean, they came up through the system for 4 years, and really when they got to that, you know, last year, that senior year, that's really when they helped the school exceed expectations, helped us reach the third round of the 3A playoffs, one of the deepest runs we've ever had in school history. It's going to be different, but we still got a little bit of talent on the field. I think if we can get through this murderer's row, as Rob likes to call it, this first four games, and actually get a couple of wins and get some confidence for these young players that have never been under the Friday Night Lights, I think the sky's the limit. I think, like I told you before when I came in here with Lindsey Heinrich with United Way, it's going to be a competitive rebuilding year, because you've got new kids that are going to experience some growing pains. But I think towards the end of the season, you know, we're going to have a chance with the weak region, with some of these opponents that we can probably make some hay against. I think we'll have a chance to get into the playoffs and maybe make some noise.
Well, there you go. Hey, I tell you what, we'll be right back. When we come back, we'll hear what Rob has to say about this situation. Don't you go away. Hey, if you're on Facebook, we're asking a question, and you could win a car wash, because today is technically Giveaway Friday. So go on our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio. Answer the question. We'll be picking some winners. Hopefully no losers. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Happy days are here again, because we are just ready for some football. It's Friday. Looks like the weather is going to be perfect for the weather here, so you better get out there and get ready. Now, Emerald is playing tonight, but it looks like the Greenwood High Eagles, they're not playing.
Yeah, they have an open date, because a lot of teams, I think Emerald was the only team in the Lakelands that didn't have a week zero game. And I actually went
because
to the,
we're number one, right?
Because we like to wait and hold the fireworks for a while, you know, let everyone just knock themselves around, then we get a shot at them. But I actually went to the 96 game last Friday. just to scout them out, see what they brought to the table for 2015. You know, they got another great squad. They lost some good talent, but they were a young team under Doolittle. They got a junior who missed last year with an injury, Jalen Carter. He pretty much was the whole offense. He had a punt return for a touchdown. He had about two or three runs for touchdowns. He had the opening score, and they won, I believe, a 48-6. They went for two every single time, and I think they were about 2-for-7 on two-point conversions. So St. Joe's had that to hang their hat on, even though it was a tough loss. But it was closer than the score showed. They traded a lot of three and outs. Not too many turnovers. It was a pretty clean game, and nothing really of any importance, injury or issue-wise, came until the very end. It wasn't as humid as people were expecting yesterday or last week. Not until the last few minutes of the game, maybe two guys on each team went down with cramps in their legs, but which is a great sign because it showed how well the athletic training staffs were working and that the weather wasn't getting to them as much as we thought it would. It was low 80s by kickoff, and we're expecting that for tonight. It'll be about probably partly cloudy, about 81 by kickoff, and then it'll just drop down to the mid-70s by the end of the game, around 10 or so. So definitely hoping for that and hoping for clear skies. Of course, last year on our fifth season doing the play-by-play, it was a season of firsts, as me and Jay were calling it. We had a Saturday morning game against Abbeville because it rained like crazy, cats and dogs, as they say, that Friday night. And we held it out as long as we could. And we got a half hour in. No one even came out. And Principal Nichols said, we got to call it. Greenwood did the same. So everybody who didn't get their game in or didn't fight through the weather play that Saturday morning. And
that was weird for you guys. I remember y'all commenting how weird it was to have a Saturday morning game.
Even weirder, we had a Thursday mm-hmm. night game, I think, because they were calling for bad weather that Friday. Mm-hmm. So they went ahead and said, instead of having a Saturday morning game, the kids would miss all the cartoons. Let's hold it on Thursday night. And that's what ended up happening. So I think that was a Blue Ridge game that happened
that's
to be on Thursday.
I was thinking, I know it was later in the year, and I think they called off the JV game that was going to be at Blue Ridge, which is where we're going this year. And luckily it was at home, so we didn't have to worry about, you know, changing up our schedules or having to, you know, get on the road really quick. We got to Frank Hill Stadium, and yeah, that Saturday morning, you know, we finished the broadcast around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Luckily Clemson had the day off, so didn't have to have too much worries about that. And, I mean, we just got out of the booth, and we look around, the sun's shining. We're just out of sorts a little bit because we're used to walking out with the moon over us or clouds, something like that, and nightfall and close to midnight. But it was just an interesting season. But luckily we got a Saturday morning win and a Thursday evening win last year. Hopefully, knock on wood, the weather will stay well for the next 10 Fridays.
Is that all it is, Rob? 10 Fridays?
I mean, we're always wanting more. But, you know, like Coach Mack, you know, always says, he just plays them one at a time. And, you know, I saw him at the game last Friday and asked him, you know, like Jay did, how's the team looking? He gave that infamous gasp of his. And he goes, we're young. We're working it out. But we'll get there one day at a time. I think that's his motto. He should, you know, maybe put it on a board, a plaque or something like that, and have the team hit as they walk out, just one day at a time. But he's optimistic. He knows that the cover's not bare, but there's some pieces missing, and you know, with Gage and Bruce and Justin, guys who played all 4 years that we knew from day one.
Well, you know, it's hard on the coaches, too, mm-hmm. You know, because they get a little comfortable, don't they, having to have those people that they depend on.
Well, you know, as a coach, you don't have to reteach as much. You can rely on the players that's, you know, a senior that's been there a while. He can almost serve as a coach on the field, and he can almost instruct some of the younger players. And I think, you know, when talking with some of the coaches, I think another thing that's really hurt them, they're not able to pull from the JV rank. They've instituted another rule with the South Carolina High School League that only allows players to play so many quarters within a week. So a lot of the JV guys that you would normally pull up to that varsity level, they're no longer able to do that, which is going to leave them depleted at certain positions. So as a coach, you're looking and you're saying, well, when I had Gage Cervenka, he played, and I knew he was going to play in ninth grade, And now you might see a kid that's in the ninth grade and you know for a fact he could be starting on varsity, but yet you can't get him up there because he can only play a given amount of quarters in a week. So it's hard. I mean, like I said, all those kids that Rob just named, all of them played day one as ninth graders. I mean, there was no question they were going to play. And now with the institution of this rule, it's a little bit different, and that makes the coaching even harder because now tonight when you're playing against a team like 96, we hadn't seen this in a few years, but you're going to see a lot of players are going to be playing both ways on Emerald's side. And that's something that Coach Mack tried to get away from, and that was why he promoted Gage Cervenka, Justin Watson. That's why he promoted them so early, so they could have a platoon system and they wouldn't have to play players both ways. But now, because of that rule, they're going to have to do that, and that's going to make it even trickier as they move into the season.
Wow. Well, it's going to be exciting. And, you know, one of the things we really, really, really need, we need the fans in the stands. I mean, yep. You know, that makes such a difference. And particularly, I think, for a young team, you know, if you're an older team and you've been there, you know, and you're out there. But with a young team, you really need that team support, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, first two home games are probably the two biggest games of the year, especially in the non-region. Like I said, you want to get off to a good start. You've got a 4 games murderer row. Emerald could easily, if they lose this game tonight, they could be either 1-3, 0-4 going into that huge matchup with Greer, and then later on in the region schedule, they play somebody else. It's a big matchup. But really, I mean, this is an important game, and it'd be a shame if 96 had more fans on their side than Emerald does.
Than so, on the home field
exactly.
Advantage.
Yeah, you want the purple and gold out there, and that's why I think for these first two games, we really need to show our support, get out there, help this young team overcome a little bit, because they're definitely going to have some struggles early in the season, but if they can get some crowd support behind them, I think that'll energize them even more to hopefully get out there and get a victory.
That's right. So if you can be out there tonight, it's going to be a beautiful night to be out there for football. Great venue out there at Emerald High School. And, of course, our guys are going to be on the radio. And the neat thing is you can also hear them on the stream on your smartphones. A lot of people like to sit in the stands and listen to you guys broadcast. That's quite a compliment right there. Oh, yeah. So you can download the app WCRS Radio. And if you want to be updated, what did you guys go ahead and set up a Twitter account?
A couple of weeks ago I thought, you know, I have my Twitter page and we post things, and Jonathan does the same on his Twitter page, just to let everybody know that's who's following us on there. Hey, we got this, tune in, just to get them keyed in, whether they know us or they're, you know, know us through people, they just they can do that. But I decided, no, let's create its own page where everybody can go to it, people can follow us, who listen to us, families, the players can follow us if they have a Twitter page. And the Twitter handle that I created is at WCRS1450EHSFB. All those are capitalized.
A nice short one. What was that again? You lost me there. WCRS1450, the numbers, 1450.
Mm-hmm. EHSFB, all letters capitalized. It'll take you right to the Twitter page for WCRS1450's coverage of Emerald football. I made a couple of posts over the last few days. I made one at the 10-day mark, made one at the 3-day mark earlier this week, and I made one about an hour ago just saying it's finally here. Tune in tonight for me and Jonathan Graves calling the action as Emerald takes on 96, the battle for, you know, the war for Highway 34, as I like to call it. And then, of course, in a couple weeks, we got the battle for Highway 72 with Abbeville, and we got to go over there to Heights Stadium, but as we always call Frank Hill Stadium, the friendly confines. You know, we've been here, there, and everywhere over the upstate. We've been to the Midlands a couple times, at, like an AC Floor in Dillon. But, you know, it always feels good to be home, of course, this coming year with the switching of home and away games. We get to start off on the road in week three. We get the first two are at home, which is great. Last year was the opposite. We had to bide our time before we came back to Greenwood. Now we get to start off. We know we'll have a great crowd. The student section is ready. I saw them post a couple things saying what they have their own nights planned out. The school has theirs, like for homecoming, senior night, pink out, for breast cancer awareness. The student section has something created as well where it's themed for the student section. We're going to see those kids, you know, from 9th to 12th grade cheering on their friends and family members. You know, they could be dressed up in Halloween outfits when we get to the end of the year. I think this this game tonight is a beach party theme, so we'll see some, you know, beach balls and towels and the little foam
noodles.
And body
paint. That's the thing that I noticed. They're really into body paint anymore.
They do, and they lead out onto into droves. You know, when we're setting up or going through our pregame show, we look down there, and the student section is, you know, they got the push-up palette, and they've got one of the senior kids standing on top of it. He's got, you know, a funny outfit on. He's got himself painted up, and they just get riled up, whether it's five of them or 20 of them. You know, we can always count on the school support, and like we said, we would love to see community support come in for these first two games. In every home game, we got a young squad. We lost a lot of senior leadership. But Coach Mack, you know, it's play with who you have. And I know that the new system that the high school league released about the JV players can only play a certain amount of games or quarters is going to hamper him. And I know he'll do his best. He may create his own two platoon system of JV guys. Like this week, he may have this set of guys. The next week, he'll have this one. So everyone kind of gets an even keel of guys he knows can play and have a shot. It'll probably be mostly sophomores because they have a year under their belt.
You know, I would be curious as to, are there any particular players that are players to watch?
Yeah, I think one of the big ones on defense that I'm watching tonight is going to be Kevontae Klintskills. Mm-hmm. He played last year at outside linebacker, and that's exactly where he's going to line up tonight. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch him, his maturation this year. I've already, you know, pegged him as my breakout player of the year because I think he showed some signs last year of really starting to understand where you need to be at in the defense, and he's going to be really important tonight against that 96 running attack with C.J. White, Jaden Anderson, and, of course, like Rob mentioned, Jalen Carter. So he's going to be a player to watch on the defensive side of the ball. I think on the offensive side of the ball, with the player I'm going to be watching tonight is probably our quarterback, Dreek Jones, who this is his first varsity start at the varsity level. So, I mean, this is going to be important for him that he gets off to a good start on the varsity level and that he plays within himself as a quarterback. I think that he has the talent and he has the skills. I think he actually reminds me a little bit of a smaller version of Isaiah Brown, our senior quarterback from last year. Mm-hmm. But people got to remember with Isaiah, he struggled those first few games of his career. And I think what the coaches are going to try to do tonight is try to get him into an early rhythm in terms of running the football early to see if they can help him and calm him down a little bit, because I'm sure his nerves are going to be going crazy with this being his first start since middle school. He played at Westview as a starting quarterback. But Dreek, I think he's got the talent and skills that if he can get off to a good start this season, that's going to bode well for him down the road as we get into some of these region games. So those are the two players I'm going to be looking out for tonight. There's like a host of others that we're going to go through during the broadcast. But if you got to look for two that I think are going to have to be keys in order for us to get a win tonight, it would be Dreek Jones, quarterback on offense, and then on outside linebacker, and also going to be subbing in a little bit at running back, Kevontae Klintskills.
All right. Well, that certainly sounds great. Hey, on Facebook, we had a question we were asking, and let's see. What's your favorite Greenwood High School team and college football team? You could win a free car wash. Bill Krebs said Somerville and Clemson. Angie Cheek said Greenwood High and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Now, Melody Tetterzo, she deserves a shout-out because she said Emerald High and Georgia Bulldogs. And Vince said Greenwood High and the Maryland Terrapins. So kind of an interesting group.
Yeah.
Melody already, she should get a car wash, shouldn't she?
Yeah,
she should, because
so
Emerald High
Viking
School.
Pride.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Viking Pride right here on WCRS. So that sounds good. Melody gets it, and we're going to decide who else is going to get it here. But Melody, you have already been a winner right here on Facebook. Now, one of the other things I wanted to mention this afternoon is Rob is one of the pickers in the Index Journal. So you'll see his picture each week picking out who's going to win. Now, these are, what teams are these?
These are all college football teams. I've seen it done in a lot of newspapers on our websites just to get the fans involved and give them a chance to speak their opinion. They get a lot of sports writers and broadcasters like myself to do it just to get their two cents in and see what they think, because they can hear from an analyst on ESPN or CBS or one of the other major ones.
You have no idea what to pick. It's totally blind, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's not. You study this all the time.
I mean, I did my homework on a couple. The other ones I just knew from Jump Street who to pick for this week one. A couple of them, I thought, well, they're kind of neck and neck. I saw how everyone else was picking. I was like, I need to do my background check on them and see what I can find out. Of course, Jonathan, one of the many texts I sent him since last fall was a picture of about four or five college football magazines, all different companies that do them. He says, it looks like you're, and Jay said, it looks like you're ready for football season. I said, well, the college side, I am pro. That's right up Jay's alley, being a big Panthers fan and getting in the know of the NFL. He's like the Adam Schefter of WCRS a little bit. He just knows who's doing what, where on the pro level. And I'm the college guy, Lee Corso, Kirk Herbstreit,
you know, whatever. I am actually so blessed because I have two guys that love football. In fact, when I met you, Jonathan, I think one of your visions was to work with the Panthers, wasn't it? When that was many years ago, right?
That's right, yeah. It's still one of my goals. I'm looking forward to going to Panthers game this season. You know, I get to go to all the home games now, and as a real treat. So, looking forward to doing that. And like I said, I'm still pursuing that goal. So, the Panthers are definitely near and dear to my heart, for sure.
Not you as mean close. District as, 50 could lose you.
Maybe, possibly, the right opportunity came along.
I think so. Right here on the radio, Daryl Johnson, are you listening this afternoon? And, of course, Rob, your dream would be to be in the broadcast booth for Clemson now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, everybody who hears me on the air, and they keep saying, you know, I grew up listening to, of course, Jim Phillips, who was one of the best ones in the area and best ones in the country. A lot of people knew him. And, of course, right after him was Pete Yannity, you know, Channel 7. He earned his stripes. And, of course, he had years under his belt with Channel 7. He was a sideline guy at first. And after Phillips passed, I think I was a senior at Emerald when that happened, he took the reins, kind of just had to go with it. And right from that week, the very next week, and he just rolled with it. And he finished in 2013. He decided to pursue other ventures in football, stick with Channel 7. I mean, he wears a lot of hats over there at WSPA, but they got, you know, Don Munson, who's been Clemson affiliated for many years. He did the kickoff show for a long time, and now he's doing it with Chad Carson, who's a former player.
Is there room for you?
Maybe. You know, they got, you know, so many former players on the staff over there. You got to throw your hat in the ring, and hopefully one of the players gets a job elsewhere. But I'm biding my time, but that's definitely, like Jonathan with the Panthers, is a goal of mine to be in the booth, whether it's the sideline guy and working my way up, or right there as the stats guy or the color commentator. Whoever I work with, wherever I am, I know I'm going to be proud to be in orange and white. But for now, I'm ready to enjoy my sixth year in the purple and gold because I have so much Viking pride since day one for the last 15 years now since I was a freshman.
It's been that long, 15 oh, yeah. years.
I texted two friends of mine, Ryan and Tanner, just the other week. I said, guys, can you believe it's been 15 years since we were freshmen? We met in classes and became best friends, and they just were, you know, completely bewildered by that and couldn't believe it. We just had our 10-year reunion last year. It was good to see everybody, and, of course, everyone who saw me, all my friends from a high school class at Emerald, they were all calling me the anchor man and the sports guy, because that's what I did back then, my last 2 years at Emerald. And, you know, just having that moniker is, you know, humbling to say the least, because I wanted to get a shot, and I want to thank Emerald for giving me that shot. You know, Mr. Pulver, who was a great man and a great teacher, and, of course, Randy Robinson, who was a guidance counselor at the time. I think he's still down at McCormick. We saw him when Emerald played McCormick a couple of years back at their new school, and he gave me the idea to go for the TV production class, and as they say, the rest is history. And I want to thank them for that. And of course, when this opportunity came up to be the play-by-play guy, you know, I remember you called me up, I think the summer of 2010, after I worked as a sideline reporter for y'all, and said, would you like the job? And probably as soon as you got that question done, I probably answered with exclamation,
I don't think
yes.
I got to finish the question, if I remember correctly there, Rob. But anyways, we're really, really, really excited that you guys are on board. You do an awesome job. And not only do you talk about Emerald during the broadcast, but you're giving them, as the scores and stuff come across the state, you are hooked in, aren't you, Jonathan, to what's going on around the state?
That's more Rob. I mean, he's got something on his phone that he always finds runs these scores. But, yeah, I stay locked in on Twitter. And the one I'm going to be watching tonight is the Abbeville Christchurch matchup. Christchurch, the 55-game winning streak, the state's longest winning streak in high school football. Abbeville is going to try to go ahead and break that streak tonight. And I think they're going to have a great opportunity of doing that. Abbeville is actually one of those teams I'm really looking forward to seeing when they face Emerald later on in the season. I think Abbeville's got a shot at the state this year.
Wow, how about that? Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors that make all this possible. We want to thank Hydro One and Rugs of Distinction for coming on with us this year on Emerald Football, the Lottery, Piedmont Tech, Sharp Facets. I think there's some other here, Frank's Car Wash. We're going to be having a good time. And if you still would like to join us, it's not too late. You can join us right here on WCRS. Hey, let's hear a word from our great sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Ah, that's right. We are right here. Yes, I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. You may have heard that commercial about the auction. That's right. We've got an auction right here on WCRS tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning, bright and early. We'll be here on the radio. And you can join us on our Facebook page. It's really a unique concept. You can actually follow along on Facebook, look at the items. You can bid on Facebook or you can call in. We really have a blast. And sign in, get be a friend on Facebook with us. You can also download a copy of all the items from right there at Sharp Facets Gallery. We've got so many cool items. I don't want to take away from football because we are talking football here today, but from binoculars to a pocket watch, Hess trucks, we've got some big, beautiful blue topaz ring, coins, you name it, we have it. Check it out and please be part of the auction tomorrow. If you just want to tune in and just want to listen, it's quite hysterical as we're taking bids from people on the air and taking them on Facebook. And you've still got time if you want to drop on by and see us here at Sharp Facets and see what the items are. So that's what's going on tomorrow morning, 7:30. All right, well, what exactly should we be talking about now? Jonathan, I know that you are excited about the season. Some of the teams in this 3A are tough ones. What are you looking at as for tough ones for Emerald?
That first region matchup always going to be tough against Greer. I think Greer was ranked, if I'm not mistaken, Rob, at the top of the 3A polls coming into the season. Mm-hmm. I think with them having their quarterback coming back, and then they've got their entire backfield and their receivers on the outside. All of those kids are coming back for their senior season. That's going to make them a tough out, not only in the region, that's going to make them a tough out in the 3A playoffs. So I would predict that Greer would probably be the winner of the region. But after that, I think it's open season. I think Emerald could possibly be the second, third best team in the region. They're going to be battling it out with teams like Blue Ridge, Travelers Rest. I think Southside has a really good team this year. I think they've had some young talent last year that's coming back again for this season. So I think the Emerald, they're going to be right there in the mix. I think after that Greer game, I think that Southside game is really big. That game's at home this year. And I think that's the team that they could be battling out for third place in the region, second or third. And then the Blue Ridge game, I think that's another key game in the region schedule, because this year we go to Blue Ridge.
Right.
And Blue Ridge lost a lot of players from last year, but they're always tough when you have to go to Blue Ridge. I can remember about 3 or 4 years ago, Greer was actually clearly the favorite, the region favorite, clearly going to, you know, pretty much breeze through the region. They go up to Blue Ridge, lose the game. Consequently, Blue Ridge wins the region championship. So Emerald has got to really be aware after that Greer game. They really got to hopefully be coming together as a team in order to really compete. If they get second place in the region, they've got a strong possibility of getting a home playoff game. And if they do that, I think that you can mark that down as a successful season, especially for a young, inexperienced team.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think there, Rob?
I totally agree on that. You know, that first trio of region games, you know, away, home, and away with Greer, Southside, and Blue Ridge, you know, last year and the year before. Before we joined into this, into the region, the Peach Blossom region, we were in the Skyline. We met Greer in the first round of the playoffs back in 2013, and we played him up there right by the old water tower, and we battled it out with them. It was one of those games where it just came to the last couple of plays, and they pulled it out. I think we had some miscues at the very end, but you know, as Jonathan and I were exiting out the press box, and everyone knew we were going to move along by that time to the Peach Blossom with Greer. I think it was the PA guy said, if what I've seen from this team tonight happens for y'all while y'all are with our region, you guys are going to be right up there at the top, because he knew we were in the Skyline, which was a very tough squad, very tough teams. We were right in the middle of the road. We were in the new kid in town. Now we're 2-3 years into the 3A, and now we're one of the top dogs. And, you know, Greer is always a tough location to play. You're right up there on top of the hill. And, you know, Southside was one of the most defensive battles we've seen in the broadcast booth up there. Luckily, we'll get the Tigers here at home when that game comes around. But we just battled out. I think the final was like 14-6. I mean, we just had to – I think Gage had one of the two scores that night up there at Southside High School. And then Blue Ridge, they came into our house. We battled it out with them just every single minute of that game at home. Now we got to go to their house. Don't know what to expect. A lot of places we'll be going for the first time. Southside, that'll be the home game. We've been there a couple times. Looking forward, of course, to Abbeville. Like playing the local squads. Glad we could keep that going, even though we had to cut our non-region games from 5-3. We still got to keep our ties with 96 and Abbeville. Of course, we've got a little rivalry going with Daniel right up there in Anderson County. But everybody's just ready to go. But like Jonathan said, once we get that trio of Greer, Southside, and Blue Ridge out of the way, we'll be battle-tested by that point. It'll be mid-season. The young guys will be just ready to go. Then we get Chapman, of course, TR, our senior night against Berea, and then we go on the road for Eastside's senior night. But out of those final four, I see those middle two of TR and Berea being the toughest test, because Chapman's, they battled us out. I think one of the highest scoring games we had, I think it was 55-35, around that range. But once we got through that, we took care of business against TR. We battled out and won over Berea, and then took care of business against Seaside. And like Jay said, if we can get that second place finish like we did last year, right behind Greer, unless, you know, we just play the game of our lives every week and become region champions, which would be a great add-on to the laundry list of successes, we get that home playoff game like last year, and then we just go from there and see how far we can go. And, you know, like Jonathan said, you know, the sky's the limit at that point, but as we all say, it's week one, and then we just go from there. So the only thing
one day at a time, one week at a time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you know, we need to do a big shout out to Romac, because Romac does the player of the week.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys will be working with the coaches to figure out who's the player of the week. And of course, one of the things I know you love to do is to present that player of the week every week, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's become a great tradition. And every time I come in on Thursday afternoons after practice, I got the plaque in my hand. I try to hide the name so the guys aren't, you know, trying to peek in and see who's got it, so they can razz him or give him his due. And they're always asking, is it me? Is it me, Rob? Is it me, Rob?
You don't think Coach Mack has already told him who it is?
I think by that point they do, but they just like to, you know, just to get a good laugh out of it. They're saying, is it me, man? Is it me? But they already know who got that award. And, you know, I tell them every single week, and the coaches tell them every week, we pick one, but it takes a team to make that one stand out. And we've had a lot of repeat champions be named Player of the Week. We've had a lot of first-timers, which is always great, because that just proves how hard they worked to get that accolade and that accomplishment. You know, they have them hanging there in their walls. Some of them are, you know, covered up from head to toe from top to bottom in their house. Some of them have a couple, but it's Coach Mack, and, you know, we have our favorites when the game's all said and done, but Coach Mack may see that unsung hero in the group, a lineman, a linebacker who had a couple tackles, a couple of pancake blocks, saying that's the guy who did it because of him, this guy that we like, the running back, or receiver, the defensive backs, stood out, but it was this guy. That guy just being the support system, and that's why I pick him. That's what we love about Coach Mack. He doesn't always go for the star. He goes for the guy who gives a star effort.
Well, that's where a team comes in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no I in team. That's what they always say. Hey, you know, we need to tell you about another great deal. Outback is a big sponsor for the Boosters Club. You can buy a ticket from the Booster Club members or from Tanya over there at Emerald. You can buy one, you can buy as many as they have available, but $15 for chicken and steak and a side item and dessert. That's all it is. You can take it out or you can eat in. I've been trying to score some of these tickets. I'd love to have this deal, but if you know some of your Booster Club members and Tanya over there at Emerald, she told me, she goes, yeah, I don't know why, Ann. People are calling me at the office wanting to get these tickets. I don't know where they're getting my name from. I said, well, hello. We've been talking about it right here on WCRS. But those tickets will be good for the month of September. So talk to some of the Booster Club members. There's about 300 tickets out there. This is an awesome give back that Outback does for Emerald. So I did want to mention that too. So these are some of the good things that are happening. High school sports is just so much fun. And of course, the JV on Thursday night, we don't broadcast that, but we are right here with high school football and Emerald High Vikings. And of course, Rob and Jonathan do such an awesome job. Don't forget, sign up for your free app at WCRS Radio. You can hear it anywhere. It's a great thing. And then, of course, next week, I know, Rob, you just can't wait. How many hours till Clemson plays? That's on Saturday, and you can hear it right here on WCRS, too.
I mean, you know, I'm counting down the minutes to that, and this is my favorite time of the year, especially the last few years being a broadcaster with Emerald and with WCRS, because I get to look forward to Friday nights and Saturday afternoons, Saturday nights at Clemson, or watching them when they're on the road. And, you know, and I tell people, whether it's been because I'm on both sides of the spectrum, so to speak, being a broadcaster and a fan, the games kind of mesh together, either the style, the way they go. I'm at the Emerald game calling it. I go the next day to the Clemson game at Death Valley up at Clemson. And my
mind's just still in
it.
While you're sitting there? I mean, are you calling it a little bit?
It's hard to get rid of that bug once those Friday nights start rolling in. I start, or my mom will be sitting with me, or a friend of mine will be sitting with me. It's like, okay, what position are they in? And I'll just talk in broadcaster speak.
Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I know, looks to me like Rob is ready to go this afternoon. He's already got his Emerald shirt on. Jonathan's got to change up and get ready for the game tonight, right? No?
Well, we go in. We go in style, basically, is how
Rob
puts
style.
It.
Go in style, okay.
Rob actually has to change. He's going to put on a shirt and a tie. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to break out the suit tonight. It's a little too hot for that.
Yeah, but wait till midseason.
Yeah, wait till about midseason, and Rob will be in pinstripes, and he'll be decked out to the nines.
He'll be Dapper Rob.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are looking great. You do an excellent job on the team, and it is my honor to be able to bring Emerald High School football to everybody out there, and I certainly hope you'll go out and support the teams and support our advertisers, Hydro One. You know, do something healthy for yourself. Rugs of Distinction, the lottery. Gosh, the lottery does so much for kids being able to go on to school. Piedmont Tech, realize your dream. Do something good. Bring a change to your life. Frank's Car Wash, always keeping your car clean inside and out. Romac, if you need a trophy, you know where to go. And, of course, Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 Bypass. Whether you're buying or selling, we are the place to come. And don't forget to tune into the auction tomorrow morning starting at 7:30 in the morning. 50 items on the auction block. You don't want to miss it. You can check them out at sharpfacetsgallery.com and join us on Facebook, WCRS.AM Radio. Hey, congratulations to Melody for being our Facebook winner this afternoon. She, of course, had it in her good sense when she said her favorite football team, Emerald High School. And some people would go, oh, the Georgia Bulldogs. But congratulations, Melody. You won a car wash from Frank's Car Wash. Hey, guys, I know you're excited. How much time is left, Rob?
Yeah, about 2 hours and 28 minutes now. It's almost 0 hour. We're just ready to get in there and put on our Friday night uniforms, the button down and tie, and get back in the booth. And thank goodness we get to spend the first 2 weeks at Frank Hill Stadium and with all of our hometown friends and all of everybody. Hopefully everybody will come out, support, battle through the heat today, and of course hopefully it'll cool off. Should have a nice breeze, just perfect football weather for late August, and we'll just roll from there and get to year six and same old kicks as we get ready for this season, 2015, Emerald 96. Jonathan and I, of course, will be calling the action as we always do. As I always say, at the end of every year, couldn't ask for a better guy to work with. He knows the ins and outs, and he's just – and everybody asks me, how do y'all do it? What's y'all's system? What's y'all's setup? And we say, we just watch the game. It's almost like having a conversation, and we just go back and forth, give each other the time that we need. And you know,
one of your most interesting comments that I always hear on the radio – he's my brother from another mother. I always just kind of crack up over that one.
You're
now,
stealing
guys.
Our material, Ann. Yeah, we're gonna use that later on tonight. So now you're stealing it from us.
No, I'm just making people aware. All right. Well, listen, we're gonna let everybody get ready for some football tonight. I certainly hope you will go out and support this young team over at Emerald High School. And of course, if you can't be there, please listen to the game right here on WCRS. And if you're not going to be near the radio, make sure you tune us in on WCRS Radio. Those are the apps, free apps. And what's that what's that Twitter that you can listen up on?
It is WCRS. Make sure I get the call letters right.
1450, the numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
EHS.
It's at WCRS 1450 EHS FB, all capital letters. That's the Twitter handle, and we'll be keeping you up to date on every quarter, every score, every final. We'll put in some, maybe throw in some trivias to tie in with one of our great sponsors, Frank's Car Wash. I'll try to ask some questions. They may have to do with high school football, may have to do with college, may have to do with pro. You never know. We'll throw one into the ring. See who answers on the Twitter handle. And the first one who gets the right answer will get that great deal from Frank's Car Wash and Express Wash right down the road from here at the station.
Yeah, you're going to get a deluxe car wash. That's an $18 value, folks. So that's a great deal inside and outside. Nobody better than Frank's Car Wash over there on Montague. All right, guys, let's wrap it up. Thanks so much for being here this afternoon. I know you've got to go get ready. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks so much, Rob and Jonathan, for being our broadcasters right here on WCRS.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.